They have shoes for all ages, all occupations, and all lifestyles. John Zaliga, his wife, their son, their entire staff treat customers like part of the family. Please go see my friends at Zaliga Shoes on Brentwood. It's just north of Manchester Road. Call them today, 314-961-0110.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Is this episode going on the air live?
Crossed over.
Hope not.
If I never have a say, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
I don't expect listeners to understand this, but for some reason, we have a bad history with chairs. As long as I can remember, chairs just don't do well in a studio where we are, and it's not us. Now, there's a chair here that I sit in every day. Another piece of the arm is missing.
Yeah.
It's like a wild animal is allowed to chew on it for an hour every night. They let a tiger in here and go, hey, chew on the arm of that chair. Look at this thing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they're all like that.
Now, how does that happen?
I think somebody just start. It's. I would imagine it's fidgeters where they just, you know, start picking at something. And then once it started...
It's like the ballpoint pen chewers. You ever see somebody's desk where every pencil and pen looks like a rat?
Oh yeah,
gnawed on it.
Jeez.
And then they
go, you rat boy.
And then you never ask them if they have a pen. Do you have a pen? Yeah, here you go. No, I'm not touching that thing.
Not touching that.
I used to do that in school. I would chew on pen caps, or I don't know what that's about. It's just I guess it's.
Well, you're nervous because you didn't have your homework.
Well, yeah,
probably. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to what we call the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the day after Independence Day, although nobody ever calls it Independence Day. And I don't know why I just did. 4th of July. Do you ever see anything except 4th of July?
No.
I never say Independence Day, but that's what it's about. It's about freedom and independence from Great Britain.
Doggone it.
Yeah, darn it. Let's not forget it. So welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's an odd day because it feels like Monday, but it's Wednesday. So we missed Jose this week. We missed Max Foisy this week. We will have Dr. Doug, I guess.
As far as I know.
Today in the 4 o'clock hour if you have a pet. And then we'll just share stories. We'll share... whose fingers got blown off by fireworks. Story.
And Jose was on Monday with Scott.
Ah, okay. So he was able to do his segment. I guess we should start. First of all, it's another sleepy, dusty Dell today.
There he is. He's still got it.
He didn't lose it. And we might as well just jump right in with, does anybody have anything to say? But before you do that, I had a great... dad moment one night while we were at the lake. And when you get older, you don't take as many risks, and you're not as excited about bottle rockets and firecrackers because you know that bad things can happen. But to young people, you're just a fuddy-dud. And
right.
You know, one of my sons had some fireworks, and he brought them.
This is the oldest son?
Yeah. And he said, hey, I want some fireworks. And I said, well, you know, we need to find a place to shoot them, the right kind of place. And nobody seemed to be able to come up with that perfect place, so they just decided to, you know, shoot them in the driveway. And I said, you know, it's uneven, and you know how you put some of that stuff down, if it's not flat, it kind of can go sideways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the
pressure,
yeah.
And I said, and of course, they said, oh, no, these are just the kind of fountain type stuff, and yeah, nothing like that. We got some Roman candles, but we'll take those down to the water and shoot them out. Okay. And the only reason that I'm always worried about this stuff is in years past, we've had a couple things happen. My sons caught a rather significant section of wooded area at the lake on fire.
Oh.
It took three fire trucks. Oh, no. The woods was
the fire
on
trucks
fire.
Show up?
Yeah. The fire trucks had to come. And then many, many years ago when I lived in St. Charles, I participated. We shot bottle rockets. And some bottle rockets are bigger than others.
Right.
You know those bigger ones that make, and one of them landed on a neighbor's roof, and they had the cedar shake.
Well,
that's wood. So, and when I realized that, there it is. When I realized that amber glow was getting bigger.
Yeah.
I knew the roof was catching on fire.
The roof is on fire.
So, I guess it was, let's see, what is this, Wednesday, Sunday or Monday night, whatever. Sure enough, I think about the fourth thing that was lit got sideways on us. I didn't light it. I just kind of stood back thinking, man, I hope I'm wrong about this. And it got kicked over, and it went straight sideways right over to the neighbor's house. I don't even know what this thing was, but it was an explosion, and then whatever it was, like a torpedo, went over to the neighbor. And I just thought, well.
Were they home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were home sitting outside
with
their relatives who were in from out of town, and it could have really hurt somebody. And that was it. And Daddy was right. I got to tell you, I lost interest in shooting fireworks myself a long time ago.
Yeah, I have. I was trying to think the last time I fired one off, and it has to be at least 10, 15 years, I guess.
I just don't. I understand. You know, my grandson got to hold a sparkler. Ooh, I get that, but it doesn't do it for me anymore.
I don't have an interest in it.
I don't even have interest in the big display.
Yeah. It is almost literally lighting money on fire. And you get to see a little thing. But, boy, some of those bigger things are expensive.
Yeah, they are. And then here's the thing. I don't. Even the big ones where there's the finale, I've seen it. Does that make sense? It's like, there's something I've never seen before.
Once in a while, they're able to come up with a new concept for
but
things.
But it's pretty rare.
Yes.
But I still like it, no matter, even if I've seen it before.
I know, there are people
still
that,
awesome.
Those, you're what I call the ooh-ah people. You know, even though you've seen it, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me. From a distance, a really big, like they used to do in the arch down on the riverfront. That's pretty good.
We were watching Fair St. Louis last night, and the fireworks display, they run it on TV on a couple of channels, which just set one camera where the people are. So you have the viewpoint of everyone sitting on Art Hill instead of, okay, let's zoom in on that one. Okay, let's get us an aerial shot. Okay, let's do a shot to the side. It's like, just give us one angle and that's it.
I don't think there's any angle where on TV a fireworks display is even close to being there, because part of the excitement is the,
right.
When that first thing shoots it up before it spreads. That sound, that explosion. You don't get that on TV unless you've got one hellacious sound system.
No, but some of those that went up, they open up and it's a ring, and then all of a sudden there's a smiley face in it.
Okay,
and
yeah,
stuff.
That
I, cool.
Yeah, I'll give you that when you or it's. Oh my goodness! It's the American flag.
Yeah,
it's fireworks that turn into a flag.
I don't know how they do that.
Okay, I'll give you that. Otherwise, and there's nothing they make that I get excited about setting off myself. Here's the worst: those snakes. Okay, you light it and. And then like a black snake. That's not fireworks.
And the sidewalk is all scorched in for a while.
And you know what? Yeah. That's the other thing I tried to tell him. I said, you know, you're going to burn the concrete. Well, we'll put some aluminum foil down. It burns the concrete. When you're a kid, it's not your concrete.
Right.
You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to clean it or whatever you do. When you're a kid, it's Let's do it.
People are losing their minds last night around Laura because we're right on the city-county border where we're in the city. And from last night, from 9 o'clock to midnight, it was a steady...
Because it's illegal.
It's illegal.
Oh.
But you know, what do you go? What they would need 100,000 police officers to try to catch everybody. But it was a constant... Just a barrage from 9 to midnight, 3 hours. And people lose their minds
Here's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. What's the point of having them being illegal at this kind? Nobody pays any attention.
I know. They don't.
Yes. No, it's ridiculous.
My neighborhood.
I've never known of any municipality or part of the county where they said, oh, no, we can't shoot them. It's against the law. Here. They do it anyway. They don't care.
There's an app called Nextdoor, and what it is essentially is it's like a message board for your neighborhood. You sign up. You have to sign up with your real name, your real address. And so other people around your neighborhood sign up, too. And everybody was complaining about it. It's illegal. This is, and it's like, what are you going to do? You know, it was people just going back and forth. But there's also a website where you can search for the St. Louis City Police Department, their calls for service. It'll give the timestamp, what the call was for. And, yeah, from last night, from like 8:30 to, like I said, 11:30 midnight, there were probably 200 calls to 911. I don't know if it's 911 or a non-emergency
number. And
they
can't possibly
respond. Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
So I guess when enough people break the law, you just go, well... It's more than we can handle. So they just let it go.
And I get some people with young babies, they're trying to get them to bed. But what are you going to, you're not going to do anything about it?
Here's the other thing. You're going to find this out with Archie when he gets a little older. What? Can you hear him?
Yeah.
I can hear Dan, and I have headphones on. I can hear him through the headphones.
Sorry. I know I got a little loud there, but it's Norman. Norman hasn't called in a while.
Well, and we'll be right with Norman.
You're excited.
But yeah, I was excited because I haven't heard from him in quite a while.
Here's what's
going to
happen with Archie. When you're the dad who won't do what some other dad will do, well, Jimmy's dad, he always...
Oh, sure.
Then you're the bad guy. Get ready, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I remember everything from... maybe it's, I went over to Jimmy's house and he let the guys have a beer. Okay, well, you're not at Jimmy's house and I'm not Jimmy. Well, they still will.
I'm sure I'll pull out a dad line and go, well, if Jimmy's dad tells him to jump off a bridge.
Would you jump? Yeah, exactly. So get ready because that is going to happen. You know what? I will do this. Anybody have anything to say the Burke segment? But I think we need the theme music because we haven't talked to this guy forever. Ladies and gentlemen, as the theme song implies, it's time for the Norman Show, which hasn't been on for, I'm going to say, 3 months.
It's been a long time.
Would you please welcome the star of the Norman Show, Norman.
Norman,
where have you been?
I've been around.
Been around? What does that mean?
Oh, right into it.
Wow. Is that like the Norman theme song?
No,
we really missed that.
Well, I lost that poker piece to Mitchell's my butler, to Miss Laws and Laws. Now, the reason why I know Miss Laws and Laws, she used to work at Projects Incorporated.
Her and I
were Catholic, and
you were Catholic,
Miss Lois.
On break time, we said the rosary. When the bell went off to go back to work, we had the rosary done.
I don't know many men who, at the workplace, take lunchtime and say the rosary with a woman. You just don't hear about
dedication.
Yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that every day. So, Norman, seriously, what's kept you from calling us?
I've been busy calling this Rosemary Butler.
I'd like to let
Miss Laws and Laws know I live down here in Sullivan.
Is that a song?
Miss Lois? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when you say you've been calling Miss Rosemary Butler, did you have to call her so much because she's you're working your way to get her back, or did she dump you? What's going on here?
No.
Just you're reinforcing your affection, just to make sure she knows.
I know she knows
that you care about her, right?
Mm-hmm. I call her my honeysuckle pine, Miss Rosemary Butler.
Your honeysuckle pine, I think.
Rosie, oh. And I'm her honeybee.
And what does she call you?
Amen.
What does she call you? Does she call you anything?
He's the honeybee.
Yeah, he's the honeybee.
That's right. You're
he's the honeybee.
And she's your honeysuckle vine. A lot of honey.
Rosie.
So how's everything, Norman? How's everything else? Okay?
Everything's okay.
Who were you with 4th of July? Did you go anywhere? Did you stay home? Yeah? Did anybody barbecue? Anything happen?
Stayed home here.
Yeah?
And
You live with your sister, for those who don't know, right?
I got something I can do with my kazoo.
Really? I got something.
4th of July fireworks from my kazoo.
Yeah.
Oh!
Happy 4th of July.
Had a little, kind of a little sparkler sound. That's pretty good. So I'm sure I've actually had people ask, where's Norman? Where's Norman? Whatever happened to Norman? And we didn't know. And now we know you're okay. But did anybody there do anything for 4th of July? Did you at least get to have a hamburger or something? Or bratwurst? Or?
Just had a quiet one there.
Hey, Norman, how often do you guys go to Cracker Barrel there in Sullivan?
Every once in a while.
That's specific.
Because my mom lives out that way in Bourbon, Missouri, and she goes to that Cracker Barrel and knows a lot of the waitresses and everything. And she would love to, like, meet up with you and your family in sometime and...
Now, how would that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Have to find out when he would go. I don't know.
So this thing with Rosemary, for those who don't know, is it safe to, I mean, can we say she's your girlfriend? Is it okay to say
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long has she been your girlfriend?
45 years.
Woo!
45 years.
Showing the youth out there how to be friends.
I'm sorry, you what?
Showing the youth out there how to be friends for a long time.
Yeah. I'll say it. That's a long time. Days. That's a long time to have a girlfriend.
Hands are interpreter.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How often are you actually, are you ever together, like in the same room? I mean, ever?
Do you get to go visit her?
Not so far.
Not so far? After 45 years?
Maybe one day.
Visited her?
When she used to come and give me and take me to church and go over to her house where she was living with her brother, 2170 Millhaven Court.
Oh.
I'll just give their phone number, too. Now, how long ago was that you would go visit her with her brother? How long ago? A year? 10 years?
Something like that.
Something like what? A year or 10 years?
Long time ago, probably, right?
She's been in, Rosemary's in the home, right?
Del Mar Gardens on Green Nursing Home.
Okay.
Let's just give a room number. Well, I'm glad. Look, never let it be said that you're not persistent. You're a one-woman man.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. But except there was that other woman, remember?
Is it okay? I want to give my address and phone number off the air here.
Why would you want to do that?
Just so we have it?
We don't have my address.
But... No, we don't.
So we have it? I'll take that.
Okay, somebody send something here to the station. We can get it to you, maybe?
Forward it to it.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe we do have that. So, yeah, when we wrap it up here, we'll put you on hold. And you can give Dan your address and phone number. Anything else? Anything else we need to know?
I'll play I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Oh, this is different.
Whoa.
I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's some kazoo. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I actually know the words, or some of the words to I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, Pretty Bubbles in the Air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's an old, old song, and I'm an old person, so I know that. Well, Norman, you sound good, and we're glad you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't wait, you know, 3 or 4 months to call us again, okay?
He sounds
excited.
You're not being scolded.
Sounds excited about it. If you want to hang on, Dan will get your address, okay?
Yeah, I'll hang on here.
All right. Thank you, Norman. There he goes, star of the Norman Show. I put Norman on hold. Let's see. There he is. You got him, number two?
Yeah.
All right. Woo. I'll tell you what, always a great episode.
Hey, and Randy on line one
has a
quick story about the best of that was played yesterday, our best of.
I'd love to hear it. I didn't know it had anything worthy of being called best of. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So what happened yesterday?
You had the best of on yesterday. And I don't remember the guy who was running the board. His first name was Nick, and I can't remember his last name. But at the time that I was listening, it was about 4:45, you were doing the May 2nd episode. And at one point in there, Dan said something that you guys had to go to a technical difficulties, and the music started playing.
Uh-huh.
And as it was playing, Nick jumps in, cuts the feed, and says, "I'm sorry, guys, we've got technical difficulties. We'll get this fixed and be right back with you."
I don't know who Nick is, and apparently he doesn't know anything about the show.
Well, and obviously he wasn't listening to the show. I mean, I guess he just heard it in the background all of a sudden with the music going, and, you know, Don Pardo said, "We'll be right back in a second," and he thought that it was legit.
That's funny.
In on it, but it was hilarious. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there you go. Typical of how nobody here listens to our show.
What right. show?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too. You know, this is a weird holiday because unlike Thanksgiving or Christmas, happy holiday, you don't say anything. It's over.
Right, yes.
And even when it's not over, nobody goes, "Hey, happy 4th." They just don't. There's no greeting for this holiday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll see if there's a Burke segment. I think there probably is one. Quick reminder for you folks who are lucky enough to be changing jobs, and I say lucky because usually when you change jobs, I didn't say get fired, I said change jobs. Usually when you change jobs, that's a good thing. You're changing because somebody, offered you more money or a chance to move somewhere you'd rather live, and maybe that somewhere is St. Louis. So if that's you and you're changing jobs, or if you're thinking about retiring, and I think people usually think of somebody who's thinking of retiring as somebody who's, I don't know, 65 or 70. Not always the case. I know a couple of people who retired before 50. There's a word for that. Lucky, that's the word. So whatever the age, if you're changing jobs or thinking of retiring, a couple of people you might want to speak with if you have $25,000 or more invested or to invest. And I would certainly think if you're going to retire, in that case, yeah, you should have $25,000 or more. If you're changing jobs, you have a retirement account. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason, Peon will mention them later, as he does every day. Every day. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. Here's what they do. They're financial advisors. They take a look at your portfolio, a fancy word for your money and what you're doing with it. And they will give you their assessment of what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. It won't cost you anything to meet with them. It's complimentary. And you set the meeting up. And to do it, you just go to their website. All the information is there. I can't imagine why you wouldn't do this. Because even if you have a financial advisor, so what? Second opinion, is that a bad idea? No, it's not. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. Here's the website, markandjason.com.
Check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Pretty much a mess out there, Dan. They have westbound Highway 44 shut down at just a little bit west of Six Flags. Now, they are diverting onto the business loop there. And I'll tell you what, that is jammed up from Six Flags all the way into Pacific. That's kind of an option you could take. If you want to really go out of your way and not sit in traffic, you could take Highway 109 up to Highway 100 and take that back down to Cray Summit and get on there. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in traffic if you are west of Highway 109 until they open this up. We've got a new accident now on southbound 270. It's at Marshall Road. There is lane blockage. Traffic is a pretty solid jam back to Doherty Ferry. You also have an accident on westbound Highway 70 out in the Warrenton area that looks like we've got about a 2 or 3 mile backup there. And eastbound Highway 270, that's jamming up pretty solid now from McDonald all the way through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. It's your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040. or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
A great holiday starts with great sleep, the kind you'll get every night on a Beautyrest mattress. The only one featuring Beautyrest pocketed coil technology for conforming support and motion separation. Sleep better for less during the Beautyrest 4th of July savings event. Get a free box spring or savings of up to $800 on a Beautyrest Smart Motion base. Hurry in today. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beautyrest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
When you shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores, you're not only getting great deals on used, gently used, and even brand new items, you're helping to recycle goods and reclaim lives. So why pay full price when the Salvation Army Family Stores may have just what you need? Stop into one of the many Salvation Army Family Store locations and save big. To find a location near you, visit satruck.org. That's satruck.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Join the Barbecue Revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Well, we all but begged Paul Warner to take Saturday off. Please, Paul, for goodness sakes, take a break. No, he refused to do it. He said, 4th of July holiday or not, he said the 4th is not actually on Saturday. And I'm working. I don't care what anybody says. And there he was, hosting the yard sale Saturday morning. And as usual, there was a huge number of listeners. That yard sale is a very successful show, and a show with a lot of regular listeners. And the people who aren't, who may stumble on it for the first time, become regular listeners. And I'll tell you why. The reason I mention it is it's sponsored by First Community Credit Union. The only sponsor, which is part of the attraction. It's the only show that I know of on the radio where in the course of an hour, in this case 2 hours, there's only a commercial every 15 minutes, and that's one commercial. That's the yard sale. So thanks to First Community Credit Union for making that show possible. If you've never heard it, you should. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. Now, if you've never thought about doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union, maybe you should do that too. Maybe you should think about it. Who cares where you bank? It's no big deal. I would agree that it's probably not the most important thing on your to-do list, is take a look at banking somewhere else. But once you do it, you will immediately see the difference between banking at just you know, another bank and doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. You will start to see why. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Why there are 43 locations. Why every day people are closing out their accounts where they're banking and opening new accounts at First Community Credit Union. It's a lot of different things. It's the level of service you get. It's the competitive rates you get. It's a lot of things. So whatever you're doing at your bank, you can do and more at First Community Credit Union. So consider this an invitation to join me and the thousands and thousands of other people who do all their banking at First Community Credit Union. It's an easy thing to do. Close your accounts. Open new ones at First Community Credit Union. Please be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. If you'd like to know more, their website is firstcommunity.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Eon, the peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nice extended break weekend we had. Saturday, I thought it was going to be just a pool party that we have once a year at my aunt and uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I show up there, and there were more people there than were normal.
How many people are you talking about?
Oh, I would say probably 30, 40 people. Normally, it's just the family, but yes, my my mom and my wife decided to throw a surprise party for me.
Mm.
They know how much I love surprises,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's staring at me, but no, it was a nice time. Dan gave me a nice gift of some adult diapers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you are 40.
Yes, I am 40 now. So he, so that was Saturday. We had a good time there. Sunday, we went out to my aunt and uncles in Lake Sherwood. We got to spend, you know, the fourth
I've
there.
I've been to Lake Sherwood.
Yes.
It's a nice lake.
They've lived out there for, I want to say, almost 20 years now. Yeah,
where
a long
is
time.
Lake Sherwood?
It is, let me see. It's, I'm it, trying it's to a, figure out where it's near.
It's a bit of a drive.
Marthasville. Do you know where Marthasville
is? Yes, it is Marthasville.
It's north of Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say Forestell.
You know who lived there? Bill and Wanda.
Yeah, I think I did know that. So that was nice. They have a little beach area with the lake there, so we got to spend some time there. Monday, we went to, I had never been to the fair since they moved it to Forest Park, so we did that Monday.
Have
you been?
We went a couple of years ago, and I actually like it better in Forest Park.
It's... It's hard to get to, though. You have to take you can't park at all. I mean, you can't get into Forest Park at all. I think they just shut all the streets down. But it's neat to see that whole hill of Art Hill just covered with people. I think Third Eye Blind was playing there. They get some big bands to play, so it was neat. They had a kids area, of course, for Archie, so that was nice. Bounce houses and everything. He's finally at the age now where that is the coolest thing ever, to just be let loose inside you know, an inflatable house or whatever. And I think
they need adult bounce houses.
Yeah. They do.
I'd go.
They have real long ones now, and I think they have even giant ones they'll put on the water with like an obstacle course where you got to climb over hills and stuff and, go, you know, run around pylons that are inflated and everything. I think they do have some for adults now, so that was good. So that was pretty much.
And they have those giant slides. You can get on those big inflatable slides.
Yes. I mean,
think about a bounce house for adults, especially the kind of wild crowd. You get some women in halter tops jumping up and down, bouncing around.
Really?
And you get in there with them. You kind of bounce all over each other.
Kind of lathered up. Maybe threw some soap suds in there.
Throw some foam in there.
Well,
you're heavy.
And then yesterday we went to Webster. Webster has a 4th of July carnival. So Archie got carnivaled out. He's at the point now where he can ride those kid rides, you know, the ones that for the lowest level of kids. And they have those ones that they had when I was a kid where it's the cars and the motorcycles that just go around
and
in a circle.
Up and down.
Yeah.
But they don't make the noise anymore. That was
the
greatest thing when I was a kid. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You could press the button.
Yeah.
They all have buttons, but the sound doesn't. I don't know if they just don't bother to fix it anymore, or it looks like the same pieces from when I was a kid. They just keep, you know, I'm sure they don't even sell parts for most of that stuff anymore.
You have those Model Ts at Six Flags. You're not really
the moon
driving
cars. Yes.
The moon cars.
They're
yes.
on a, like a yeah. single rail. Or
yeah,
something.
They do.
But when you're a kid, you think you're driving.
That was the coolest thing. That was one of the best rides ever when I was a kid. Yeah. That was it. That was the Carney folk are still the same as they've always been. The workers there. I don't know. I'd love to know more behind that. There was that documentary. I think didn't you watch that too? I can't remember the name of it now. But there was a documentary, kind of following the Carney lifestyle a little bit. People that travel, you know, do the city to city thing.
Come on, kids, get on the
ride.
Not him.
But what an interesting job, and it obviously attracts a certain, it's almost that vagabond, you know, nomad kind of lifestyle where you're just always travel, you have no set home.
Well, you can't have any family. If you do, they have to be there with you,
right,
in the carnival.
And they what do they do at night? Do they get to, I mean,
drink.
They sleep in trail. I know, well, yes, I
think drink and smoke.
Yeah. But that was
How about that life, though? You know, okay, you give the guy a dollar.
They all look miserable.
Three softballs to throw at the bottles that you're not going to knock over.
Oh.
And that's what you do all day.
They all look horribly depressed every time
and
you
every
see
time I
them.
Think of a carnival guy, a lot of tattoos, and a cigarette hanging out of the corner of his mouth. Here, kid.
And sometimes a couple of teeth missing.
How about more than a couple? Yeah. Like half their teeth.
The guy running the car thing. It told every parent, go ahead, strap them in. Like, he didn't do any of it. He's like, you had to walk each, which I understand. I would rather do it that way, just so I can make sure he's secure and everything. But he was just like, go take him in there and make sure his seatbelt's buckled and everything.
There are so many of those carnivals.
Companies.
Companies and carnivals all over.
Did you ever see on the interstate, you see one of them carrying one of the rides?
Oh, yeah.
And you think, somebody's going to get on that tonight.
Yeah.
And you just saw it in 100 pieces.
Oh, yeah.
On a trailer.
And I noticed, too, now, they're all self-enclosed. They're all built with a trailer that just opens up, where the basketball hoop thing is a trailer that just opens up.
You know,
the wheels are still, they're all transformers, where it just all folds down into something that can be pulled.
You know what? They must be pretty well made, because it's not very often you hear about it.
No, you would think, especially these smaller ones. I mean, there must be, you know, in this area alone in the summer, what, 100 to 200 of these carnivals, you know, every weekend in different cities?
And I'm not sure how they're inspected. I know they are inspected, but I'm not sure if an inspector comes in when they set everything up and checks it out to make sure.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
To me, and it's not, you know, it's the Schwartzberg family circus or car, whatever it is. It's owned by, I don't know, somebody, and they've got a schedule. Tomorrow we're in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
And they tear down and they set up. And if you've ever watched them set up, it's kind of like, you don't want to see that.
No,
I know.
To them, it's just, here we go again. Get the wrenches and get the thing. And it's not like they're thinking, okay, I want to make sure everything is perfect.
No.
It's just, I want to make sure we get this thing up and running on time and get it torn down and get it to Evansville.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
And seldom do you hear of anybody dying. Dan, did you have anything?
No, not really.
All right, that's it. Segment's officially good. We take a phone calls. We got a minute, maybe.
Maybe
like a real quick one. Let me just hit this. Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steve Pope. How are you?
Steve, I'm great. How are you? You're so lucky. I just hit a button and there you were. We don't have much time. What can we do for you?
I just want to let you know that the moon cars that you were talking about, Frank's show there.
Yeah.
They were made in St. Louis at 419 East Gaino Street. I know this because my wife worked at a plant that worked in that building back in the 70s and 80s when they were when it was a furniture manufacturer, and they had a safe there that said moon motor vehicle cars, or you know, moon motors, I think it's called.
And you know that I never knew it was called a moon. It's just like Model T
moon cars.
To me,
yeah,
why are they called moon cars?
That's always been the name of Six Flags. Yeah. I don't know where that started.
Huh.
Maybe the company, like he said.
Yeah, it was the moon motor vehicles. I think it was. But it was on. It's actually on the safe. I think you might be able to get into the building 419 East Gaino. I don't know if you'd want to get down here and try it, but you never know.
Never know. Well, thank you.
And I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. So there you go. See, you learn a lot here. All right, we're going to do a little business. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is going to join us after the 4 o'clock news break. So if you have a pet and your pet is still freaked out because the neighbor shot off fireworks and the dog went crazy or the cat, maybe Dr. Doug has the name of a good sedative you can give the pet. It's my job to make sure you know where to get a mortgage and to make sure you know that if you own a home, see, when you say homeowner, there are two different kinds of homeowners. There's a homeowner that you own it along with the lender, and then there are homeowners who flat out own the house. They're usually a little older, been in there long enough, they paid it off. Still a home. Either way, you're a homeowner. Here's the great advantage of that. If you need to borrow money, you have an advantage that other people who aren't homeowners don't have, and that advantage is called equity. The equity in your house is probably as good a bargaining chip, as powerful a tool in terms of getting a great rate and borrowing money as anything you'll ever have, because it tells them they don't have to worry. You have great collateral, the best collateral, and that's the equity in your house. So if you're a homeowner and something comes along you don't have the money for, but you need the money, let's say hospitalization type thing, a medical procedure that is not covered and you thought it was covered, you need some money, here's a smart way to borrow it. The dumb way to borrow money is using that credit card as a constant lending institution, because that's what it is. You're borrowing money. Don't get in the habit of making those minimum payments. Let American Equity Mortgage tell you how to stop that. Get that stuff paid off a lot sooner. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's really a mess if you're traveling on westbound Highway 44. You've got an accident that shut down the highway just a little bit west of Six Flags. All vehicles have to get off at Six Flags if you've gone past 109 or Lewis Road and that. Now, everybody, they're diverting traffic east. Also, the ramp to Business Loop Six Flags is completely closed, and you're jammed up from Highway 44 at Six Flags all the way into Pacific, taking the Business Loop, and traffic is jammed back to Lewis Road from that point. Accident on southbound Highway 270 between Big Bend and Marshall Road. The two right lanes are blocked. It's solid back to Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. It's your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Load up the chariots, we're off to the Muni. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, now through the 11th. Sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Tickets available now at muni.org or at the Muni box office.